Smile has become a cultural touchstone for a generation of readers, selling over 2 million copies and spending more than 240 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. This graphic memoir by Raina Telgemeier has been embraced by celebrities like Emma Watson, who included it in her feminist book club selections, and has transformed the landscape of middle-grade graphic novels. What makes this illustrated coming-of-age story so powerful? Imagine losing your two front teeth in a single traumatic moment as a sixth grader, just as you're navigating the already treacherous waters of early adolescence. How would you face school the next day? How would this change your relationship with your own reflection? Through vibrant illustrations and heartfelt storytelling, Smile takes us on a journey that's simultaneously specific in its dental drama and universally relatable in its exploration of self-image, friendship, and finding confidence during the turbulent middle school years. It begins with a single misstep, literally. Sixth grade Raina trips and falls while running with friends after a Girl Scout meeting, causing a horrific dental injury. Her two front teeth are knocked out, blood everywhere, pain searing through her mouth and face. The moment is illustrated with such visceral detail that readers can almost feel the concrete scraping skin, the shock of seeing teeth on the ground, the metallic taste of blood. The scene unfolds in real time, panel by panel, with Raina's friends frozen in horror and the evening's peaceful routine shattered by her screams. The immediate aftermath is a blur of emergency dental visits and temporary solutions. Raina's mother rushes her to the dentist, weaving through traffic as Raina clutches a blood-soaked towel to her face. At the dental office, the gravity of the situation becomes clear. Her dental trauma will require extensive work over many years. The dentist attempts to reimplant her front teeth, a procedure rendered in excruciating detail through both words and images. Complications quickly arise. One tooth becomes infected, presenting with swelling and persistent pain that keeps her awake at night. The other begins to die from the trauma, turning an unsightly gray against her remaining white teeth, a visual reminder of her accident that she can't hide. The contrast becomes especially noticeable in photographs and under fluorescent school lighting. What makes this section particularly poignant is how it captures the intersection of physical and emotional trauma. Raina isn't just dealing with pain and medical procedures. She's confronting a changed appearance during the developmentally crucial middle school years when self-image becomes increasingly important. The illustrations brilliantly convey her emotional state. The shock in her wide eyes as she sees her reflection, the way she begins to hide her smile behind her hand, the hunched posture that develops as she tries to make herself smaller and less noticeable. Each mirror encounter becomes a moment of renewed trauma, forcing her to confront her altered appearance repeatedly throughout the day. This initial trauma sets up the central tension of the narrative. How will Raina navigate both the physical recovery process and the social implications of her changed appearance? The dental injury becomes both a literal plot driver and a powerful metaphor for the vulnerabilities we all face as we grow up and learn to present ourselves to the world. The author skillfully weaves together the physical pain of dental procedures with the emotional pain of feeling different, using parallel storylines that show how both types of healing progressed in fits and starts. The fall serves as a catalyst for exploring deeper themes of identity, resilience, and self-acceptance that will resonate throughout the story. The impact ripples through every aspect of Raina's life, from basic activities like eating and speaking to more complex social interactions. Her friends don't quite know how to react, alternating between excessive concern and awkward avoidance. Teachers make well-meaning but sometimes insensitive comments, and strangers stare at her temporary dental solutions. Each interaction reinforces the sense that this accident has fundamentally altered not just her appearance, but her entire social existence. Raina's dental saga unfolds as an epic journey through specialized procedures, temporary solutions, and seemingly endless appointments. Her dental chair becomes a recurring setting throughout the story, a place of both anxiety and eventual transformation. The narrative doesn't shy away from the technical aspects of her treatment, illustrating in sometimes cringe-inducing detail the reality of braces, retainers, surgeries, and root canals. We see the gleaming metal tools, feel the vulnerability of lying back in the chair, and experience the peculiar intimacy of having strangers work inside your mouth for hours. The complexity of Reina's dental situation requires a team of specialists, orthodontists, endodontists, periodontists, each with their own approach and personality. One particularly memorable sequence shows her enduring a root canal, complete with the sensory details of the procedure, the pinch of the Novocaine needle, the strange pressure as the dentist works, the peculiar smell of drilling tooth. These scenes capture not just the physical experience, but the emotional landscape of medical procedures, the powerlessness, the trust required, the relief when it's finally over. Throughout these appointments, Reina develops coping mechanisms. She learns to dissociate during painful procedures, to focus on the ceiling tiles, to retreat into her thoughts. She begins to develop a relationship with her dental team, particularly her main dentist, who witnesses her growth from frightened sixth grader to more confident teenager. These relationships become an unexpected source of stability and encouragement throughout her adolescence. The financial aspect of this extensive dental work isn't ignored either. Brief moments show her parents discussing insurance coverage and payment plans, adding another layer of stress to the family dynamic. These glimpses into the economic reality of major medical interventions ground the story in a recognizable reality that many families face. What emerges from this dental odyssey is a portrait of resilience. Each appointment, each procedure, becomes a small victory in Reina's journey, not just toward dental health, but toward accepting herself and her circumstances. The dental chair, initially a place of trauma and anxiety, gradually transforms into a space where she can see tangible progress, where she's actively participating in her own transformation rather than being defined by her accident. For a middle schooler, appearance isn't just superficial, it's intimately connected to emerging identity. Reina's dental trauma forces her to confront questions of self-image at an age when most kids are already grappling with changing bodies and social positioning. The graphic novel format proves particularly effective for exploring this theme, as we literally see Reina's changing reflection throughout the story, both in mirrors and in how others react to her. The braces, headgear, and various dental appliances become visual markers of difference at a time when fitting in feels paramount. Reina develops habits to hide her smile, covering her mouth when she laughs, smiling with closed lips for photos, turning away during conversations. These physical manifestations of her self-consciousness are rendered with heartbreaking authenticity. One particularly powerful sequence shows her practicing different smiles in the mirror, trying to find one that conceals her dental work while still appearing natural. Beyond the physical aspects, Reina's internal dialogue reveals the psychological impact of feeling visibly different. She begins to wonder if her dental issues make her fundamentally less attractive, less worthy of friendship or romantic interest. These thoughts aren't presented as melodrama, but as the genuine concerns of a young person trying to understand her place in the social hierarchy. When a boy she likes makes an offhand comment about her braces, it devastates her, not because it's particularly cruel, but because it confirms her fears that others see her dental work before they see her. Art becomes an important outlet for Reina's self-expression during this period. Through drawing, she can create worlds where appearance doesn't determine worth. Her sketchbook becomes a private space where she can process her feelings and imagine different possibilities for herself. This subplot subtly foreshadows the author's own future as a graphic novelist, suggesting how formative experiences, even painful ones, can shape creative paths. As the story progresses, Reina's relationship with her reflection evolves. There are setbacks, moments when a new dental appliance makes her feel like she's starting over, but also breakthroughs. A pivotal scene shows her deciding to get her ears pierced, taking control of her appearance in a way that feels empowering rather than medicalized. This small act of bodily autonomy marks a shift in how she sees herself, not just as a patient or a problem to be fixed, but as someone with agency over her own image. Middle school friendships are complex ecosystems, even under the best circumstances. Rena's dental trauma and ongoing treatment adds another layer of complexity to her social world, revealing which relationships can withstand pressure and which were built on shaky foundations to begin with. The story doesn't present a simplistic Mean Girls narrative, but instead shows the subtle ways that adolescent friendships can both sustain and undermine us. Rena's core friend group initially seems supportive, but cracks begin to appear. Some friends grow uncomfortable with her dental situation, treating it like something contagious rather than an accident. Others use her vulnerability as an opportunity for subtle put-downs disguised as concern. "You're so brave to smile like that," one friend comments, the backhanded compliment revealing more about the speaker than about Rena. The graphic novel format brilliantly captures the unspoken social dynamics of middle school, the significant glances, the shifting body language, the way groups physically include or exclude members. In cafeteria scenes, we see how Raina's position at the lunch table changes over time, moving from the center of conversation to its periphery as her self-confidence wanes and her friends' patience with her situation diminishes. Particularly nuanced is the portrayal of Raina's relationship with her friend Melissa, who initially seems like a supportive best friend, but gradually reveals herself to be someone who builds herself up by putting others down. Their friendship becomes increasingly toxic, with Melissa making jokes at Raina's expense and undermining her confidence. What makes this portrayal so effective is that it's not black and white. Melissa isn't a cartoon villain, but a complex character with her own insecurities who doesn't know how to connect without competition. As Raina navigates these challenging friendships, she begins to recognize the difference between being accepted and being valued. A turning point comes when she meets new friends through an art elective, people who appreciate her creativity and personality rather than judging her appearance. These new connections don't magically solve all her problems, but they provide an alternative social context where she can be seen for who she is rather than defined by her dental trauma. The evolution of Raina's friendships parallels her journey towards self-acceptance. As she learns to value herself beyond her appearance, she also begins to recognize which relationships are worth investing in and which are undermining her growth. This process isn't presented as easy or linear. There are painful confrontations, tearful conversations, and moments of loneliness, but it's portrayed with emotional honesty that resonates beyond the specific circumstances of the story. Throughout Raina's dental odyssey, her family serves as both a support system and a source of additional stress. The graphic novel portrays family life with nuanced authenticity, neither idealized nor demonized, but complex and evolving. Raina's parents are consistently supportive of her dental treatment, driving her to countless appointments and managing the financial aspects of her care, but their support isn't always perfectly calibrated to her emotional needs. Her mother, in particular, walks a fine line between advocacy and pressure. She pushes Raina to follow through with treatments, to wear her retainer consistently, to care about the long-term outcomes of her dental work. While this advocacy comes from a place of love, it sometimes fails to acknowledge the social and emotional toll these treatments take on a self-conscious adolescent. In one poignant scene, Raina's mother insists she wear her headgear to a sleepover, unable to understand why Raina would rather risk dental setbacks than face the social embarrassment. Sibling relationships add another dimension to the family portrait. Raina's younger sister and brother alternate between being sources of annoyance and unexpected allies. They tease her about her dental appliances, as siblings do, but also fiercely defend her when others make comments. These relationships evolve throughout the story, reflecting how family dynamics shift as children grow and develop their own identities. The family home is portrayed as a place where Raina can temporarily escape the social pressures of school, but not the reality of her dental situation. Bathroom mirror scenes become a recurring motif, private moments where she confronts her changing appearance away from both peer judgment and family concern. These quiet, reflective moments provide some of the story's most emotionally resonant beats. Financial stress related to Raina's extensive dental work creates subtle tensions within the family. While never the central focus, there are glimpses of her parents discussing insurance coverage, weighing treatment options based partly on cost, and making sacrifices to ensure she receives proper care. These economic realities ground the story and acknowledge that medical interventions don't happen in a vacuum. They affect entire family systems. What emerges is a portrait of family as imperfect but essential, a group of people who don't always get it right, but who show up consistently, who learn and adapt alongside Reyna as she navigates her challenges. The story suggests that while family support can't solve everything, it provides a foundation that makes other forms of growth possible.
Set against the backdrop of the San Francisco Bay Area, the story incorporates the region's seismic activity as both literal events and powerful metaphors. The 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake occurs during Reyna's dental saga, creating a parallel between natural disasters and personal upheavals. This geological context isn't just setting, it becomes a rich metaphorical framework for understanding how trauma reshapes landscapes, both physical and emotional. The actual earthquake sequence is rendered with vivid immediacy. The sudden shaking, objects falling from shelves, the family huddling in doorways. In the aftermath, Reyna observes her neighborhood transformed, cracked sidewalks, damaged buildings, familiar landmarks altered. This external disruption mirrors her internal experience of dental trauma, the sudden, unexpected event that changes everything, the lengthy reconstruction process, the way you must learn to navigate altered terrain. Throughout the story, smaller tremors continue, dental setbacks, friendship conflicts, moments of self-doubt. Like aftershocks following a major quake, these events test the stability of what Reyna is trying to rebuild. The earthquake metaphor extends to her emotional landscape as well. She experiences internal seismic shifts, moments when her confidence crumbles, when social rejection shakes her sense of self, when a new dental complication undermines progress she thought was solid. Particularly effective is how the story uses this framework to explore resilience. After an earthquake, communities assess damage, shore up weakened structures, and gradually rebuild, often with improvements designed to withstand future shocks. Reyna's journey follows a similar pattern as she learns to strengthen her emotional foundations, to build relationships that can withstand pressure, to develop a self-image that isn't easily shaken by others' perceptions. The earthquake also serves as a reminder of perspective. In its immediate aftermath, Reyna briefly sees her dental problems as less significant compared to the widespread damage. This moment doesn't diminish her personal struggles, but places them within a larger context of human vulnerability to forces beyond our control. It suggests that everyone experiences their own personal earthquakes, events that shake their foundations and require rebuilding. By the story's conclusion, the earthquake metaphor comes full circle. Just as San Francisco rebuilt after the Loma Prieta quake, incorporating new knowledge and stronger materials, Reyna emerges from her years of dental work and social challenges with greater self-knowledge and emotional resilience. The ground beneath her feet feels more stable, not because it's impervious to shaking, but because she's learned how to maintain her balance when tremors come. Throughout her dental odyssey, art becomes Reyna's refuge and means of self-expression. The narrative tracks not just her physical transformation, but her artistic development, showing how creativity provides both escape and a path toward authentic self-discovery. This subplot carries special resonance, given that the book itself represents the culmination of the author's artistic journey. Early in the story, we see Reyna doodling in notebooks, creating fantasy worlds and cartoon characters as a form of escape. Her art initially serves as private sanctuary, something she does for herself rather than for an audience. The illustrations show her hunched over sketchbooks, absorbed in creation, temporarily free from self-consciousness about her appearance. These moments contrast sharply with scenes where she's hyper-aware of how others perceive her. As the narrative progresses, Reyna begins to share her art with others. She joins the school newspaper as an illustrator, takes art electives, and finds friends who appreciate her creative talents. Through these experiences, she discovers that her value isn't limited to her appearance. She has gifts to offer that transcend physical concerns. A particularly meaningful moment comes when a teacher praises her work, seeing potential in her that she's only beginning to recognize in herself. The story subtly tracks the evolution of Raina's artistic style. Her early drawings are more simplistic and derivative, often mimicking the comics and cartoons she enjoys. As she matures, her artwork becomes more sophisticated and personal, reflecting her growing confidence in her own voice. This artistic development parallels her emotional growth. Both involve finding authentic self-expression rather than trying to conform to external expectations. Art also provides Raina with a way to process her experiences. In several scenes, we see her drawing versions of herself with different appearances, sometimes idealized, sometimes exaggerated. These drawings reveal her complicated relationship with her self-image and suggest how creativity can help externalize and examine internal struggles. Through art, she can explore alternative narratives for herself, imagining different possibilities beyond her current circumstances. By the story's conclusion, Raina's relationship with art has evolved from private escape to potential vocation. Her creative expression becomes not just a response to her dental trauma, but a positive identity in its own right, something she values about herself that has nothing to do with appearance. This subplot offers a powerful message about resilience. Sometimes our greatest challenges lead us toward our true paths, not despite the difficulties, but because of how they shape our perspectives and priorities. The final section of the graphic novel brings Raina's journey full circle, focusing on the emergence of her genuine smile, both literally through completed dental work and metaphorically through newfound self-acceptance. After years of procedures, her dental reconstruction is finally complete. The physical transformation is dramatic. Her smile is straight, her front teeth replaced with natural-looking implants, her orthodontic appliances removed. But the more significant change is internal. She no longer feels defined by her dental trauma. This transformation didn't happen overnight. The narrative shows how Raina's relationship with her smile evolved gradually through small victories and setbacks. Early in her treatment, smiling was an act of vulnerability that exposed her to potential judgment. She developed habits to hide her teeth, covering her mouth, smiling with closed lips, turning away from cameras. As her dental work progressed and her self-confidence grew, these defensive behaviors slowly fell away. By the story's conclusion, her smile becomes spontaneous again, an authentic expression of joy rather than a source of anxiety. What makes this resolution particularly satisfying is that it doesn't suggest perfection. Raina's dental work is complete, but she still carries the memory of her trauma. She's made peace with her appearance, but she hasn't forgotten the journey. This nuanced ending acknowledges that healing doesn't erase experience. It integrates it into a more complex understanding of oneself. The social dimension of Raina's transformation is equally important. By the end of middle school, she has found friends who value her for who she is, rather than judging her appearance. She has distanced herself from toxic relationships that undermined her confidence. These healthier connections both reflect and reinforce her growing self-acceptance. When she smiles in these final scenes, it's not just because her teeth look better, it's because she feels truly seen and appreciated. Perhaps most powerfully, the story suggests that Raina's journey through dental trauma has given her a deeper understanding of what really matters. Her experience has taught her to look beyond surface appearances in herself and others, to value resilience over perfection, to recognize the difference between fitting in and belonging. Her genuine smile at the story's conclusion represents not just dental success, but emotional wisdom, the kind that can only come through navigating challenges rather than avoiding them. The graphic novel ends with Raina embracing her authentic self, dental history and all. Her smile is no longer something to hide or fix, but a visual representation of her journey, evidence of what she's overcome and who she's become in the process. This resolution offers readers a powerful message about self-acceptance. Our truest smiles don't come from perfect appearances, but from embracing our whole selves, including the parts that have been broken and healed.